the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Gummy ball.
Pretty awesome.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
becoming? The real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park right here on 2SER. If you have joined us by accident tonight or perhaps stumbled across our podcast page when you tried to search for Across the Aisle, a podcast for people who enjoy performing arts, then welcome and thank you for joining us. I should introduce myself as it's rude not to in some cultures. I'm Joel Kasem, and I don't mean I'm in some cultures I'm Joel Kasem. I'm always Joel Kasem. And tonight I'm joined by two of my favorite people is what I wish I got to say. Instead, allow me to introduce a woman who bought a new surfboard this week to ride the second wave. It's Gabby Morris.
Dude, it's getting basiled.
Yeah. Green room. In other words.
Speaking of the second wave, have you seen the surf as of the last 2 days?
Actually, yeah.
There was a great photo of a wave in Manly today. It looks awesome.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. It is humongous. And that Manly ferry is taking a beating.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not enjoying it. It's not having a good time.
Good video.
So, Gab, have you been out in the surf?
Yeah, man. Every day, just getting them 20-foot barrels. Just diving deep, getting green, doing what I know best.
Yeah. Which is lying. also joining us is a man who sold his soul to TikTok. It's Mick Rad.
I'm mortified, Joel.
As if I'd ever use TikTok.
Hey, we got through the week. Thank
we
you
saw
much.
It.
Mind you, you were using TikTok at the same time, right? That's why you saw I was in TikTok. How did you know I was in TikTok?
Remember, I sent you that picture.
But where did that come up? It just popped up on your phone out of nowhere.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
Mick
sent a message to the group chat this week, and there was a video. I can't even remember what the video was now.
The guy's heading the ball over the net.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. An amazing video. Like table tennis, but people with like headbutting the ball.
Oh, I love that game.
So great. Yeah. But at the top it said, Mick Rad is using TikTok. Yeah.
Are you, or can you just talk to us about this? All right, safe space.
Yeah, no one else is listening. We know that.
Yeah.
yes, I have installed TikTok. Originally, I did it just because El Fresh the Lion launched his music video on TikTok because he was trying to connect with the kids and doing a dance video and stuff. So I installed it because of that. I follow
can you show
like two
us dance, please.
No, yes. I don't know how to do dances. I just watch everyone else do the dances. I can't do dances. No, seriously, don't make me do dances. I watch, so now every now and then I open it. Not every day, maybe once every couple of days. I open it up and I just have a look and see what's there for about 5 or 10 videos. Then I go, this is stupid. And I close.
Whoa. See, we have a rule in our house that we're not allowed to watch TikTok in bed because we end up being on it for like an hour. And then what happens is you have that same reaction like when you play the pokies. Like, you just have this like buzzing, all the TikTok memes and songs just like repeating your head and like just have this like flashing, jittering eyes and it's like terrible. You can't go to sleep. So we have this rule like no TikTok after 8:30 because it's so overstimulating.
Yep.
It is highly addictive. Wow. I just peruse and watch people do.
What
hilarious.
Stops me when I'm flicking through, what really gets to me stopped is just – for some reason, the algorithm throws up these ladies doing TikToks video dances, and I don't care. Like, the dances I actually don't care about. I like some of the cool little tricks.
I just don't care.
I don't know. Why do I get these? I don't like them. I don't heart anything, but it just keeps on showing.
Weirdly, the algorithm's, technology smart. I just get heaps of lesbians on mine. And lesbians on TikTok, there's like a whole genre. It's like hilarious.
Do you ever like anything? Like, how does it know?
No, maybe maybe you hover on the video for longer and you play it through.
It knows which ones you watch a bit longer.
Yeah, probably.
But does it not work like Instagram, where if you like a certain photo, it just somehow knows the photo, and then if you go to your search page, there's a lot of, it'll be like, because you like this photo, we think you might like this.
Yeah.
It must
That's
be
a really fun
similar.
Dinner party game. So what you do is, it's risky, but you get your phone out and you go to your, like, that kind of explore feed on Instagram. And you swap phones.
Oh, wow, and see what's there.
Whose explore feed is
I know what mine is. Mine's like a lot of guitars. It's a bit sad.
Mine's like a lot of really random stuff that it might be hard to guess, but maybe not if you knew me.
This could be a good game one time. We just go and like explore our Instagram feeds and
we have a lot to talk
about the first one that comes up.
I have a lot of Harry Styles, weirdly.
This makes for great radio. Okay. Us all looking at Instagram.
I know. Sorry,
right now.
I am actually on my phone right now.
It's a good dinner party game. You hand over your phone, which if you're willing and able to do, to give your Instagram explore feed and see the weird stuff that I think it kind of shows deeply, truly who you are as a person.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, I've got some fucking weird stuff going on.
another good game that I've never played, but I always thought would be a cool game. This is probably a bit too nerdy, you just swap phones with, again, like maybe just if you're at a table, just to the person to your left, and you have to try and remember exactly what apps you have on your home screen. Would you know? I wouldn't know. I'd look at that thing every day and I wouldn't have a clue what's there.
Oh, that's a boring game, Joel.
I suppose that is.
Oh my god, that is so funny. It's kind of like that game that you play in a restaurant where you close your eyes and you take something off the table and the other people have got to guess what was on the table.
Oh, okay. I haven't played that game.
Oh my god, fantastic game. Good game to play.
Why is that game better than my game?
Because yours is boring. No, but I would be really wary of TikTok. Like, it sucks you in, you become addicted, and then the songs and the memes get stuck in your head. So then you say them to people, and if people don't know anything about TikTok, the reference is completely lost, and then you look like a giant weirdo. So, like, and it really shows your age, obviously. Like, I do it with younger colleagues at work, and they're like, you know, gets it straight away. Others, not so much. And then you're really, it's just embarrassing as a 31-year-old.
Yeah, is there an age limit? Like, should no one over 30 be using TikTok? I feel like that should be.
I actually don't agree with that, because the people that I see are all, there's like, I've got like old late, like grannies, and then like people in their 30s and 40s who I actually realize they have a big following, make a ton of money. Each post, 50 grand, like huge.
50 grand.
You can make money. You can make money on TikTok. I don't even think about it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Huge amounts. Jason Derulo makes like 70 grand. A post. It's like a 20-second clip.
Of what? He'll just be selling something like, oh, I'm wearing this.
No, he just does prank videos.
But how does he make money?
Advertisers. They're probably being product placements. They're doing cheeky advertising. TikTok does have ads. So when you're swiping, when you're scrolling through content, ads will pop up.
Okay.
So I would say probably the biggest viewers, the biggest people that have the biggest followings probably have money behind them and whatever. Algorithms. I don't know.
Mick, do you understand?
Nah. Don't want to.
No. Really. How are you guys? We've talked about phones for enough.
Look, it's no secret. I've had a bit of a crappy week.
Well, I mean, it's no secret to the listeners. It's no secret to us, sorry. It is a secret to the listeners. They don't know. You've had a bad week.
Okay. Well, listener, I don't want to bring anyone down, though. I want everyone to know it's the end of the week. You might have had a tough week. It might have been a shit fight. You might be getting overwhelmed by all the crap going on in the world, but it's a Friday night. It's time to let go of everything and just relax, right?
And just listen to us talk shit.
Listen to us talk shit.
It'll make you feel better.
Put the sport on the TV.
People listen to radio because they want to tune out. They want to relax. They want to listen to music or talk or just something. I don't know. I don't listen to radio to get stressed out. I listen to radio to relax and laugh and have some fun.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's
so. Why don't you just stop talking then for a bit? Because I think you're going to stress everyone out.
Good.
How about you, Gab?
I was playing tennis, my new favorite sport of all sports. I've been playing every week. And I was in like the third match and I was a match down, so that my opponent was winning. And it was my turn to serve. And as I was about to serve, I'm not joking, the biggest meteorite I have ever seen in my life, like, was just
smashed under the court and won the game. Yeah.
Killed the other player, you won, like, by a forfeit.
It killed my opponent and I won. No, it just was like flying through the air. And I was like screaming because I thought I was in Marrickville. I thought it was a plane falling down because it was bright red. God. Huge, big ball, like bright red ball, just like screaming through the sky. And I was like, oh my God, it's a plane. Nobody else saw it. So then I was like, shit, that really looks like I'm trying to defer the game and be a sore loser. Anyway, person won and I'm really annoyed about it. But nobody believed me and I couldn't see it anyway. It wasn't on social media. Like, it wasn't on the news. And I was like, oh my God, like, maybe I've just lost the plot. Like, maybe I'm just, like, you know, thinking that the world's ending, but it's actually not. And then the next day on ABC Sydney Instagram, there's these videos of this giant comet just, like, screaming through the sky. It's huge. Well, there you go. Ball. Yeah.
So you weren't exciting. Crazy.
Tennis is just thrilling.
It is. You have to look up to the sky to be excited by tennis now. Have you heard of, Gabby, while speaking of tennis, have you heard of silent tennis? Well, I think it's called quiet tennis.
That's definitely not a game that I could participate in.
Mick, have you heard
of it? Do you grunt, Gabby?
Sometimes I can. Sometimes I do, actually.
Yeah.
With my backhand.
I've not heard of it, Joel.
Quiet tennis.
Yeah, with your backhand, sorry.
No, quiet tennis.
Quiet tennis. It's like normal tennis, but without the racket.
No. No. I'm not.
What, using your hands?
Don't laugh at him.
Someone's laughing. It might be someone. Me.
No, someone is really stressed out now and they've turned off the radio.
Okay, sorry about that.
Wow. So am I the only one that's done anything sporty this week, as per usual?
Yeah, yep. I think so. I've done nothing. I've had nothing this week. No sport.
So not only am I a professional sports player, but I'm also an astronomer this week. Jesus, wow. Guys, come on.
No, that's great. Yeah.
Astrology. Astrology.
The one where you look astronomy? At the stars and don't astronomy. Read them.
Yeah, astronomy.
It is, isn't it? Astrology is the bullshit one.
Oh, okay. Careful.
Jeez, controversial.
What? Have I said that wrong?
Sagittarius.
What star sign are you?
It's such a cancer thing to say, Joel.
Cancer, yeah, cancer.
I'm Kathy. I got the fun one.
I actually know nothing about it. I just know that I'm a feisty Scorpio. That's all anyone ever says to me.
All right.
Oh, we... I know you, Joel. Was that?
No,
was
yeah, like I said, I got nothing.
You got nothing. Okay, got
nothing.
Cool.
Sorry. Okay. You want to talk about some sport?
Oh yeah, that thing that we do on this show.
Well, we didn't talk any sport.
Nothing. Well, we did. We had.
Play a sting, Joel.
As I said last week, we had the sportiest show last week. We had a Paralympian on our show, a professional athlete. Come
exactly.
On.
Jenny Blow. That was a really fun time. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, please go back and listen to it because Jenny was fantastic. It was a really good show. We learned all about the Paralympics and
goal ball.
Goal ball. What a sport.
Yeah, so cool. Where you
I've been explaining to people all week.
A bell that rings and there's goals. It's really interesting. You should definitely look it up.
I've been playing goal ball with my cat all week.
Really?
Pickle.
I don't really have a sting anymore. I mean, I have this one.
Sport.
I guess.
Very good.
Is that me or Mick?
That's me.
Oh, there you go. God, spending too much time together.
We talk about this weekly now, but to get back in the studio is going to be the most exciting thing. And I am going to go mental with pressing buttons.
I think we can do it next week. And I think two of us can be in one studio and one person will have to be in another studio, but we can be in the studio, but you can only have two at once. But we could do it.
I'll stay at home.
No. Like, just one person has to be like in an adjacent studio, but it can see you through the glass, but we can
That'd
all be like,
I definitely want to be that person. I don't want to be in the same room with you two.
Okay.
Shoddy.
Exciting.
Fine.
So as most listeners, we're still doing this show via Zoom, online. We are all respectively in our own homes, staring at each other on a computer. It does make it very hard to do a radio show. So,
maybe next week we'll be in the studio. So let's see.
Okay.
Yeah.
NRL news. So much to talk about from round 9. First and foremost, the Bulldogs coach, Dean Payne.
Another coach is down. Ooh, two down. Woo.
Two down for the season. What are we, 10 rounds in? Oh, yeah, I just said round 9. Nine rounds in, we've lost two coaches. This time, Dean Payne was not pushed out the door. He walked, although that's what we're told. Who knows, really? The Bulldogs have really struggled this year. They've had one win out of 9 games. It pretty much came after their loss to the Broncos. And I guess now it's sort of, they're going to have an interim coach, I guess, for the rest of the year. There's a Trent Barrett still with the Panthers?
I thought he was stepping up and coaching him for the rest of the year.
Well, if that has happened, I've missed that part of the story, but it's quite possible. As far as I was aware, they're just going to have an interim coach and possibly getting Trent Barrett for next year.
Okay, maybe it's not a done deal yet, but I think that's the plan.
Well, I think that's, what everyone's thinking is going to happen.
We're going to lose another coach too, the Broncos coach, Anthony Seibold. I reckon he's not going to last a year either.
I can't see him lasting. No way. No,
we could lose three coaches this year. That could be exciting. Oh, there's a dog.
Well done, Lenny.
Oh, my God. I took my dog, who's a Kelpie, and only 3, all of nearly 10 minutes to jump up the bloody thing. Zoom radio shows, hey?
That's how you do it. Injuries are plenty, especially for the Raiders, who lost their hooker Josh Hodgson for the rest of the season. Canberra have a ton of injuries already this year, but that's probably their biggest one because he's quite a playmaker. And most people are now saying that has ruined Canberra's chances of making the grand final again this year.
It surprised me how bad Canberra have been this year, though. Like, compared to what last year, they had a really good, great season. They got to the grand final. It was a fairy tale. Didn't win, but, got there. They've really just fallen apart this season. Injuries don't help, of course.
But no.
Yeah, a bit disappointing.
A few other injuries. Manly, without Tom Trbojevic, just look awful. I mean, last week they got hammered by St. George, who had only won 2 games themselves. And, they just don't look the same without their fullback. And I know they're missing Fanua Blake, who got suspended for being a knobhead. And I think Dylan Walker's still out injured. But I don't know. They also don't look like a team that's going to do anything. And at the start of the year, I was like, nah, Manly, easy. But now you look at them, you're like, they're not doing anything.
No.
Yeah.
It so happens when you're a one-man team. Happened to the Eels back in the day when we had Hayne, and Hayne didn't play, the Eels would lose. It was sort of just how it went.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? The Manly. No, keep going. I lost it.
You lost it?
Yeah.
No, you're okay.
I don't.
Gabby?
I don't know what's going on, so.
Okay. There's been a lot of
that's
drama.
Right. That's what I was going to talk about. Sorry. Maybe you were going to mention it. But did you see after the Parramatta game last week, the Parramatta player that played 1 minute of the game, 10 seconds of
Future
the game.
West Tiger player, yes, I saw that.
Future West Tiger player played 10 seconds of the game, had one hit up, celebrated after the game. So happy, played his first game, debuted for the Eels. He was such excited, went down to the sideline, hugged his mates.
Yeah.
Got in massive trouble. I feel so bad for him. Like, a really, really nice young kid and... He was just really obviously excited, but he breached the rules. He broke the bubble.
But he just got onto his first NRL game. Although, you said, Mick, for 10 seconds. But still, and Eagles won easy. It was an easy victory. And then he's just like, oh, there's people here to see me. I'm going to go hug them. Just not thinking,
Who did he hug? How many people?
Oh, half a dozen. Just went along the sideline and had a whole family and mates and everything there.
Oh, that's brutal. The poor guy.
20-year-old rookie. I felt really bad for him.
Oh, he's a baby.
Little baby.
But he's been...
Little baby needs to hug his mum.
He's been separated now from all his teammates and he's got to be, tested and,
Make sure it's cleared. That's all happened though, right?
And that's such a rookie move. Don't you reckon that's such a rookie move?
Yeah. It really is. What Vic just did, like, slap in the face. But is he not playing this weekend? I thought he was named again.
Yeah, he's named. I think if as long as everyone tests negative, like the people that he touched and himself, and if they're all negative by Saturday,
they have to get tested too.
Everyone.
Speaking of having mates at the game, did you see Charlie Staines? He debuted for the Panthers on the wing. He scored 5 tries. A bunch of his mates were there cheering him on. 5 tries in an NRL game, in your first NRL game. It's only ever happened once before in the NRL era, back in 2008. And, incredible. Like, an amazing thing to happen. But you have to spare a thought for this pub in Forbes. So this Charlie Staines kid is from Forbes. That's where he grew up. So the pub there were like, let's celebrate with this kid playing his first NRL game. If he scores a try, free beer for everyone. He scored 5 tries. They had like 50 patrons at the pub.
Oh my God. Not a smart move. How good is that?
They would have lost so much money. They took to like Instagram or Twitter or something, and they were saying they were selling their pub for $1 because they just had nothing left. The post office hotel.
Was it Casula?
No, Forbes. Was it Casula? Crossroads Hotel in Casula?
Yeah.
Quite well, I think.
That's why.
I was there last year. Do I have to get tested?
No.
Oh, what? I'm finally wondering who goes to this hotel, Crossroads Hotel. Like,
never heard of it.
I'm like,
I don't know. It's like,
is it good PR? Is it bad PR? Like, I'm interested. Like, I would go there for a beer. Sounds like it was popping off. There was 600 people there. Like, sounds like it's a place to be.
I remember sitting there watching them turn people away. And this was last year around Christmas time because they were wearing thongs or shorts or something.
Oh, yeah. Fancy pub.
Fancy. And the Broncos have ended their losing streak. 7 games in a row, I think they lost. Now they're on a 1-game winning streak. So there you go.
It's not a streak. It's like New South Wales winning 1 year. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not a dynasty. But, you know, we like to say it is.
Well, Gabby, that's funny. In AFL, we are a third of the way through the season and both Sydney teams in the AFL are really struggling this year. Last year's grand finalists GWS are currently sitting 10th with 3 wins and 3 losses, while the Swans are second last with 2 wins. Only Adelaide sit below them on the ladder as they have 0 wins to their name. Port Adelaide.
Weird season.
Well, it's just, I mean
that's a weird time. It's just,
No doubt sport about it. Right now is just very strange.
It's just weird.
Isn't all of AFL now moving to Queensland? Is that what's happening?
Maybe.
I think, or at least Melbourne and Perth are where things are happening. But not Melbourne, sorry. Queensland and Western Australia.
So Victorian AFL teams to be based in Queensland for up to 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Like.
Did some not go to Perth? Maybe I misread that. Probably shouldn't do this live. I'll keep talking. Port Adelaide are sitting pretty at the top of the table.
They might be playing the AFL Grand Final in Sydney, though. That's like a possibility.
Yes, that is a possibility. Yeah.
That's crazy to think.
It's our game.
Stealing it from Melbourne, it's like...
Yeah, but what's going to happen is like we'll have the flare up and we'll be in stage 4 by the time the grand final's around and Melbourne will be out. So
they'll play it in New Zealand.
Yeah, probably they actually probably will.
Forgot what I was going to say. Doesn't matter. What other sports have been happening? Oh, my title for this is Racist Names. In the NFL, Washington have ended their 87 years of racism, finally taking Redskins out of their name.
About bloody time. It's blown me away. Now we just need the Cleveland Indians to also do the same. And then maybe we wouldn't have any racist naming teams.
There's a couple of others. I didn't write them down, but yeah, I was reading a few others. I think they're more baseball. And I think there's one in the ice hockey, possibly in Canadian.
Yeah, I think there is. Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Tomahawks. Or the Tomahawks? Is that like
yes, I think
the Atlanta Braves as well. They have Cleveland Indians, ice hockey, Blackhawks, the Enderman Eskimos, which is a Canadian football league.
That's the one. Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just do it. It's time to change. Like,
exactly.
Yep.
Everybody needs a rebrand and a refresh. So get over it.
Yeah, I mean, this is not the first time they've changed their name anyway. They were from Boston originally, and they were called the Boston Braves then, back in the 30s or something. So name changes aren't that weird. I think a team changed their name back in the 90s in NFL. So it does happen.
Yeah. Did you know there was a London team called the London Rippers? Oh, how bad's that? No. Like as in Jack the Ripper?
Yeah.
Like London Rippers?
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
What that's sport? Like,
I don't know. I just saw that there was one that, like, looking up team names that have changed.
Weird team names.
It was a baseball team. Baseball team called the London Rippers.
Well, Washington don't have a new name. Monica? Not the name Monica. Do you anything any ideas? Washington? They need something.
What sport? Ooh. NFL.
NFL, yeah.
Washington's a swamp. It's a swamp. Like, it's built on a swamp. So, like, it's really humid in summer. So, you think of, like, an animal that, like, loves swamps, like a swamp rat. You know, Washington swamp rats. Maybe you could have alligators.
Yeah, great. Love it.
Thanks, Kev. Done. Let's submit our official...
I'm just looking up swamp rats. I think that's a great idea. They're actually quite cute.
There you go. Done.
Yeah.
Swamp rats. What if he stuck with the red thing?
Swamp rat.
Went rednecks. What?
Oh, rednecks is a great idea.
Washington doesn't have many rednecks, though, to be fair.
I think every single part of America has some type of redneck.
Is it Washington, Washington, or Washington, D.C.?
D.C.
Washington.
Okay. There you go.
I went to a game. That was one NFL game I've been to. It was Redskins versus Eagles.
Oh, okay. There you go. In Washington, was it?
Dumb fact. Yep, in Washington.
That's fantastic. I'm glad you told me.
In time for a game? Jesus.
Yeah, I suppose we should do a game. I mean, yeah.
It's not cocktail ponies and
I got told not to do that anymore.
Good.
So, here we go. Big Brother contestant or Winter Olympian. Yes, that's right. There are some incredibly well-made television shows nowadays, but Big Brother does not fall into that category. The cesspool of wannabe superstars has unfortunately returned to our TVs recently, so I thought I'd use that as a game.
Have you guys been watching it at all?
No, Christ. No.
No. Like, I'm tempted, but I won't, because it's just going to suck me, my soul.
What? Oh. Oh, that's what it does.
Okay.
I'm going to go watch it.
Yes.
All right. So I'll say a name and you have to tell me if they're a contestant or Winter Olympian. And I'm so glad. You're not watching it, are you? Because that would ruin it. Okay. Chad Hurst. Is Chad a Big Brother contestant and model for Vogue or an Australian halfpipe snowboarder?
It's got to be the halfpipe snowboarder with a name like that.
Chad.
Yeah, I reckon too.
Chad.
He is a model for Vogue and a Big Brother contestant. Womp, womp.
Womp, wow.
Marissa Rankin. I think that's how you say her name. A 62-year-old Big Brother contestant who believes she brought aerobics to Australia or an alpine skier from the 1980 Olympics.
Big Brother.
Alpine skier.
Ooh, it's Big Brother.
Is there a 62-year-old in Big Brother? What?
Yep.
You should be watching it, Mick. It's perfect for you.
Hey, she might be a bit young
wanting
for
to pause. Mick. Oh, yeah. Not wanting to pause this game and finish off the show with any sport, but I just wanted to let everyone know tomorrow the Newtown Breakaway is playing the first game of the season down at Henson Park.
Brilliant.
10 till 2. Should be a good day. First time the Newtown Breakaways have a men's team, which. Whatever, they're playing early today.
Okay.
But there's also the two ladies' teams playing as well. So get on down.
What time are the girls on?
12 and 2.
Okay.
Brilliant. Cool.
Fantastic.
Well, that's excellent. We might leave it there then.
Okay.
That's a great place to leave it.
Yeah.
Because that means I won.
That's our team. It does mean you won. It does.
On you go. Well done. Congratulations.
This game's okay. I'll do it again next week.
The same thing.
Okay, sounds great.
I suppose.
All right, see you guys.
Stay sporty.
Bye.